Hey there. Have you ever found yourself puzzling over why some life lessons feel like a Netflix series with endless seasons, constantly replaying the same storyline? And how does the feeling of deja vu all over again strike you when you realize, yep, I've been here before, and not in the fun, nostalgic way, but in the, geez, I've made the same mistake again kind of way? This month's 1001 Ways to Let Go Of is letting go of repeating the same mistake over and over again, and how do you let it go? Join me this week as we turn the conscious spotlight on why we often find ourselves in a groundhog day of blunders, and how popping off might be easier than you think. That's this month's 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness, called Get Off the Hamster Wheel of Lifelong Mistakes and Break Free from Self-Scorn. And don't forget, I share this week's featured calibration at the end of the podcast. This one's a good one, and it's something we're going to have to kind of talk through together. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Gracia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intention with these 1001 ways of being to let go of is to introduce you to low-vibe, destructive, and negative ways of being, so you can remove blocks to what you really intend for your life and align yourself and your energy fields with higher consciousness and more constructive, positively oriented, and powerful ways of being. Now, this is not to say that you can't feel what you feel and express what you think you need to express, because you do need to do that, and there's ways to go about that as well, so you don't keep repeating that pattern of, let's say, anger and disappointment, right? Those are patterns. Constantly being disappointed, constantly being angry. There's ways to let go of disappointment and anger without expressing them outwardly to somebody else, and certainly you don't want to scrutinize yourself for it either. So, these 1001 ways of being to let go of is just helping you and making you aware that to continue to suppress and repress emotions doesn't serve you or anyone around you. And I want to help you bring them to light and help you understand, all right, I've got them, so how do I deal with them? So what I share helps you put power, which is anything at 200 above on the scale of human consciousness, and truth into context, so that you can make better choices, focus on more powerful things, and feel so much better. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So it's that time again where I select one of 1001 ways of being to let go of. And I like to do one a month. I'm shooting for one a month. And I like to do one of the 1001 ways of being of higher consciousness. So there's one a month of each of them. One you want to aspire to and align with, the other you want to let go of. So this month we're looking at the energy. I'm trying to make this impersonal. This is not like opinion or judgment. It's simply looking at the energy or attractor field of being one who repeats the same mistake over and over again. Okay, this is not a judgment of any of us for doing this, because we all do it. And if you don't think you do it, it's because the ones that you're unaware of the ones that are running, right? We all have got our little hamster wheel running on some topic. So we're just looking at the energy of doing this, because it's a negative attractor field by which one fails to stop making the same error. So you're in this field of energy, and you're going to keep making mistakes, the same error. So I want you to like become neutral and realize this is just energy. It has nothing to do with you personally. And if you were to unravel everything that brought you into that field, you couldn't begin to unravel it by looking at everything that brought you to that point. Okay. And if you've been listening to my belief code sessions and talking about the belief code last week with Linda Armstrong and our conversations around the body code and the emotion code, you wouldn't in a million years unravel what's going on within you and where these different aspects of consciousness came from to be you. And I'm sure we all have some area in our lives where we don't seem to be able to get off the hamster wheel of this effect. I know that's been true for me. It continues to be true for me. So we'll work through these things together. So according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, the energy of one who keeps repeating the same mistake over and over again has an all dimensions calibration of 160, which is or 10 to the 160th power on the map of consciousness. Or an all-dimensions calibration is still built on the map of consciousness, but within the map of spiritual progress, a little different look at the consciousness, though it's the same. So 160 is a low level of consciousness that is negatively oriented, downward pulling, and self-destructive, or destructive by nature. Just it is what it is. And anything below 200 on the map is, which is why I like, this is why I'm sharing, you know, I share these numbers because they're like, you want to shoot for stuff at 200 above. That's where power is. If you want power, you got to give your attention to stuff at 200 and above and let go of the self-scrutiny of yourself and others below 200. That's what the energy is. Any type of negative projection is negatively oriented and affects you and the world around us. So let's put the energy of 160 into context. And I always like to use the metaphor of swimming around in the pool of 160. It's a pool of energy. It's a pool of consciousness. It's in a magnetic attractor field of things. So energetically, these different things are in the same pool because they're magnets for each other. Same energy. So what type of pool are you swimming in at this level? And what other things are swimming around in these shark-infested waters with you? That's really what they are. If you want to swim around in shark-infested waters, here it is. So it's the same energy as holding the position that you are holier than thou or morally superior to another. This is the energy of that. It's also the energy that, or holding a belief that it's shameful to be wrong. I mean, this is a belief you don't want to be holding about yourself or anybody else. And this is kind of, it's not the same energy as perfectionism, but it certainly can lead to, perfectionism is, if you hold that it's shameful that you're not perfect, then you really, that's a low level energy field you don't want to be swimming in because you're going to be making mistakes, for one thing. You will not be perfect in your own eyes, for sure, and you'll keep scorning yourself, and that's the other energy. The other energy is scorn and unworthiness. So these energy fields are what's swimming around in the 160. So if you keep making a lot of mistakes over and over and over again, you got to take a look at letting go of your unworthiness, which is likely running pretty high in most of us because this planet is calibrates below 200, 50% of it now anyway. So unworthiness is a big one for all of us. And the more of that you got running, and the more you got of scorning yourself and shaming yourself to be wrong, you're gonna attract making more mistakes. Let's just put it that way, because you're swimming in that pool. That's the manifestation of that. Like you just that's how it's gonna manifest physically. There's the energy, the physical manifestation is making mistakes and, you know, making poor choices. So, how do you turn this around and break free from this? Because it can feel like entrapment. I know I've felt it. You feel like a prisoner to this stuff, and you certainly don't want to hold that in mind as a belief. You don't want to hold any type of belief like that, or you're going to keep imprisoning yourself. And the mind's a power is powerful. Whatever you hold in mind tends to manifest. So if you hold in mind that you're entrapped or imprisoned by this, then guess what? You will be. So how do you break free of this? So first of all, I mean, number one, which is you got to become aware of what mistakes you keep repeating, and you got to be willing to look at it. So you got to like kind of step into courage and say, okay, I'm willing to accept that I got this running, and you got to take a look at it. So, and a good idea, you know, journaling is a high energy attractive field to write stuff down. And I think journaling is like a 350 energy field. And it's a high-powered energy field. So willingness to write things down, and you don't have to have a formal journal. I mean, it's helpful if you do. And you don't have to write, you know, heartfelt, deep thoughts in your journal either. If you're just writing down, okay, here's a mistake I keep making. And talk, like, and then start asking yourself questions, like, what's going on here? And then ask yourself, am I feeling unworthiness? Am I scorning myself for this? Like address what I'm telling you here and see if you kind of fit into this energy field, even though you don't, but you do if you keep making mistakes. So you got to unravel the unworthiness and the self-scorn. So awareness is first. And I know I'm aware of many things because I pay attention to this stuff, but there's still things, still patterns and mistakes I keep making, and I'm like, I don't know how to resolve it for myself, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So you got to bring it into awareness. Okay, what's going on? Writing it down is super helpful. It's going to add to your ability to unravel the energy field and break free from it. And then you got to accept that they exist, whatever those continual mistakes are, accept that they exist. And not disparage or scorn yourself for repeatedly making them. You got to be like, okay, because you have no idea what's going on contributing to this. And some of it could be inherited that you would never in a million years guess. So accept that one because it's true. And if you listen to my body code, belief code, emotion code sessions, there's a lot of stuff going within me and all of us that you would never in a million years have guessed. So there's just keep that in mind. And be compassionate about the journey because none of us have this greater awareness until you start doing, you know, muscle testing to find out the truth of things. Okay, so next. So you got to accept that you keep making these mistakes, right? And acceptance and self-forgiveness is the energy field of 350 or 10 to the 350th power. And this is a spiritual gateway to higher consciousness because this is a level where you got to take full responsibility for your life and you got to stop blaming and shaming others, right? You got to stop pointing outside of yourself saying, oh, you know, this, that, you're the victim. You're not a victim anymore at 350. You're like, okay, I've done this. I got to figure out how to unravel it, and I accept that I'm the creator. So this is interesting because I've been guessing this for a while. According to consciousnesscalibrations.com, only 9.1% of the population of the world calibrates at 350 and above. So that's just interesting to put that into context. Don't shame and blame yourself for not being there. I know I wasn't there. I haven't been there in this accepting mode until I started doing all this. I'm like, okay, when I understood that I'm the creator of my own experience and I was told that from a spiritual dimension, I heard it, I had to accept it. I'm like, all right, I'm willing to, I have to accept it. Like, you know, you can't blame and shame and be the victim, though I have been a good victim for many years of things. You've got to come into acceptance, and it's okay that you're not there yet. Use the field to help you get there, right? And by using the field, you don't have to forgive yourself right now, but accept that something exists without judgment. That's what acceptance is. And well, I like to say, like, finesse the field. Like, okay, 350 is a superpower in consciousness, and the energy of 160, or 10 to the 160th power, can't hold a candle to this magnetic attractor field of 350. You know, I'm trying to make it very kind of clinically remove yourself from whatever's going on with you and accept that it's just energy. So the energy of 350 can't help but unravel a 160 mess, unless you like to keep diving back into the 160. That's up to you. But you've got to call on a higher power like acceptance to help unravel the energies going on within you. So what I like to say is, do the math, right? 160 can't solve a 160 problem. Albert Einstein said that, right? You can't solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it. So that's what I'm saying, like, step into courage on it. That's a 200 energy. Go neutral on it. Like, I love the energy in neutral at 250. Like, all right, look at it and be neutral about it. That's going to dissolve the energy field of the mistake. Like, you don't have to rehash the mistake. Just realize it's an energy that doesn't serve you, and let the higher powers unravel it for you. And when you start to accept, if you just say, okay, I'm willing to accept this, you can feel the energy shift within you if you pay attention, right? And if you're not scorning or resenting having to accept, right? You got to let go of resentment in your acceptance of it. So you got to pay attention to your energy. At 160, you probably got a lot of resentment going on, so you could be having a resentful acceptance of something, which is okay, because you're moving up the scale a little bit with some resentment. You don't want to hold on to resentment, though, right? You want to make sure that acceptance is neutral and just allow that energy to shift. So the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com is Brian Gibbs. And sometimes, I mean, he's been doing calibrations for over 9 years, I think. And his database has over 7,100 super interesting calibrations. This is what fuels my topics for the podcast, because there's so many great things that community members ask to be calibrated. Like, super interesting to know all these, and they're vast in topics, like, so interesting to read these things. So anyway, Brian's been doing this for quite a long time. He is an advanced spiritual seeker of enlightenment, right? His energy is like saintly energy, based on some of the things he writes and says and that type of thing. And I've spoken with him many times, and we've had conversations. So I can read energy fields pretty well. And Brian is the real deal. He's not driven by the lower mind and lower consciousness. He's driven by higher consciousness, enlightenment, 600 and above. Hello. Unconditional love. I mean, he's got high radical aspirations, right? That's a radical pursuit to become enlightened. Like Zen Buddhist, right? He's not a Zen Buddhist yet, but he aspires to that in all that he does. And he's providing a great service to all of us by becoming a master calibrator of consciousness. So anyway, Brian knows how to read energies now, and he does it so much that he can identify things and has some insights as to what's going on in this energy of repeatedly making mistakes. So here's what Brian has to say. The energy field of 160 results in anger directed inwardly. That's the scorn energy. So when you're in this field of keeping making mistakes, you're going to become angry and you're going to direct it at yourself, which is no good. That energy to turn on yourself is going to affect all aspects of your life, including your body, right? You've got this anger vibration going on the cells of your body. Guess what? Anger and resentment is like a cancer energy. That's according to Louise Hay. I don't know if that's true, but I mean, through her work and understanding, resentment can lead to cancer. It's the energy of cancer. Like that's how cancer can manifest in the body, is through resentment energy. Okay, so Brian says the key to breaking free from this field and behavior is self-forgiveness, which is the energy of 350, or acceptance, right? If you can't forgive yourself, you can accept a situation, right? Like take you out of the equation because you're not there yet. Like you can't forgive yourself, but you can accept a situation, right? Don't look at you. You don't even have to accept yourself. You can accept the situation. Next is to know that you're doing the best you can. And I've shared this calibration before. That's a 500 energy field. It's true that we are all doing the best that we can at every moment of every day, right? Calibrates is true at 500. It's the truth of reality, okay? Whether you want it to believe it or not, it calibrates is true at a high level. You can decline the scorn of yourself, or you can let go of the abusive guilt that fuels self-punishment. That's what's going on here. And letting go is a 575 energy, which is huge, right? This is, we are not of this world, right? Only 9.1% of the population calibrates at 350 above. So 575 is a ginormous attractor field in the spiritual loving domain that can help untangle this energy field or pool you're swimming in. So you want to let go and understand that this is abusive guilt that fuels self-punishment in the 160 pool. And it's unproductive and energy depleting. And refusing the emotional high-stakes drama of forcing yourself to be better by the threat of negative beliefs such as damnation, doom, or hell. All right, so you don't want to get caught up in that. The juice of the ego, that's the narcissistic juice of the ego that loves that stuff. You love playing the victim. You love self-abuse. You love, like, poor me. That's what the energy is. So you want to, like, grow up, wake up, become the adult observer of what's going on here, and maybe accept that this was an inner child manifestation of things. This is an inner child showing up that needs some TLC and attention. So to refuse guilt is like the worst. It's a super, shame and guilt are the lowest levels of consciousness. Guilt, I think, is a 30 level consciousness. And shame is 20. So both of those, to project those onto yourself or others, is super low, super self-destructive, right? So refusing guilt, which I do, like, I know how to refuse guilt. If anyone tries to guilt me, I'm like, I don't think so, right? I'm like, shut them right down. Like, the hand goes up, like, I don't think so, right? You stand in your own power, and you're refusing guilt that's you're trying to project on yourself. Like, stop doing that. And to do that is a 290 energy field, which, like, you may not be able to do it right this second, but you can choose to refuse guilt right now. And if you listen to some of my other episodes where I asked, like, just choosing a high-level field, this is like a list of rules to live by. This could be one. You're choosing to refuse guilt is that you're now asking that you're now given that attractor field, that ginormous magnet in consciousness of refusing guilt, and it's going to now do the work for you because it's going to draw you to it because you're giving it your attention. So this is a great list of rules to live by, especially if you grew brought up Catholic like I was. Refusing guilt, right? That's garbage. Is a 290 energy field. So that's a good choice to unravel the 160, right? Do the math again, right? 290, 10 to the 290th power versus 10 to the 160th. One is an upward pulling energy, the other one's downward pulling. Do the math. So then you can cancel your beliefs, your negative beliefs and expectations around perceived failure, or even that failure is possible because you're only subject to what you hold in mind. So many people don't look at failure as failure. It's just a different perspective. Like, okay, that didn't work. How can I do something differently? It's taking a different spin on it. And you may not be there to look, perceive it in that way because of your level of consciousness on it. But you can use the mind to understand that the one stuff in the 160 holds no truth whatsoever about who you really are. It's all low-level stuff that makes you go weak. And that's not who you are. So how do you cancel negative beliefs? Well, Dr. Hawkins, who this podcast is based on his research and all of his books, Power versus Force, Truth versus Falsehood, for the most part. And so David R. Hawkins had an affirmation for this. And he would say, in regard to this topic, he would say, I am an infinite being no longer subject to the negative attractor field of 160 or perceived failure. Right? You just say that. And I personally do my best to just simply go to neutral on this type of negativity. I like try to like just become the witness and like, oh, it's just a thing. It's just an energy field. It has nothing to do with me, really. It's not who I really am. And you go neutral on it. That's my go-to recommendation for a lot of people. Like it's a relatively easy thing to work with. Is to just become the witness of something, remove yourself and your ego from whatever the situation is, and just go neutral on it. And you can feel the energy shift because neutral is a 250 energy. Anything above 200 is a superpower relative to the lower realms. So another great strategy which I came across is, it's another calibrations from consciousnesscalibrations.com, is to contemplate this statement. So let's say you're writing down your observations of mistakes you keep making, whether it's, I mean, there's tons of types of mistakes we can all make. So the statement is, why do I keep doing this to myself? So you're looking at the mistakes and you're contemplating, why do I keep doing this to myself? And Brian Gibbs, you know, mentioned in a forum that it's a way to dismiss experiential suffering as an illusion, right? You're suffering through this mistake making, but you got to understand it's all an illusion and you don't need an answer to it. The question, why do I keep doing this to myself, is enough to call out the absurdity of it all. And I love that word, absurdity, because any feelings of guilt or shame or, you know, wanting to scorn ourselves and treat ourselves poorly and treat others poorly and hate and anger and disappointment, it's all an absurdity. Victimhood is an absurdity. And the statement calibrates at 570, which is a very unconditionally loving, saintly energy, 570. So again, look at the mistakes, and you can just sit with it. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Just say that without resentment and scorn, by the way. More of a neutral energy. Why do I keep doing this to myself? And this is letting the energy of 570 unravel it for you. Like, let that do it for you. You don't have to get involved in the story of it all. Let that energy do the magic for you. So These strategies work together to reduce the experiential magnitude or amount of force in play. So 160 is force. There's a magnitude of force of 160 there. And these how-to processes we're talking about is going to weaken the attractor's negative pull to make the same error again. The energy is going to be released because you've given your attention to the energy of, why do I keep doing this to myself? I'm doing the best that I can. Accepting that it is what it is. All of these are higher energies. And when you say all of them to yourself or write them down, you're going to feel the energy shift. You're going to feel you're going to become neutral about it. You're not going to be all wound up in it unless you want to be. Okay. I promise you these energies are going to shift the whole experience for you. So again, if you listen to last week's episode with Linda Armstrong and I, we're talking about the belief code, which is the next part of Dr. Bradley Nelson's emotional release therapy or technique. And he started with the emotion code. And then he went on to the body code, which is really where the meat of the matter is working with a practitioner who's certified in the body code, because that's really what's leading you to, you know, releasing emotions, releasing stuff in the body, or now releasing stuff in your belief systems. So what you need to understand is that we all got belief systems running. Some of them can be complicated. They can be inherited, and they can be what's called like a parallel belief system. And an example Linda gave was like, you could have three belief systems that are inherited that are running parallel with each other. One came from your mother, one's coming from you, one come from your dad's side. These three are running parallel, and you got to unravel the three of them together, which is not that hard to do, but I'm just saying, you would never in a million years unravel this on your own. So one way to help yourself get out of making mistakes is to find a certified emotion code, body code, belief code practitioner like Linda. And you can Google it. That's what I did when I found my first one. And then when I did the work with this other woman, I introduced Linda to it because it's of higher consciousness. This is the 350 to 370 range. All of these codes, like decoding what's going on within you. So that's another way that's super helpful, is to go through these sessions where you'll come into compassion for yourself and others when you realize, oh my God, I would have never unraveled that one on my own. And if you're not into that, or you can't afford it, or whatever it may be, you do these other methods that doesn't require anything. You choose the higher attractor fields, like I've suggested in List of Rules to Live By. And they can be any list of rules to live by that's of higher consciousness. And just allow the field to unravel, do the work for you. Like, let it bring it, draw it to you. You don't have to get too engaged with it unless something comes up that requires your attention. Okay. So, again, just saying I'm doing the best that I can, as is everybody else, is a 500 energy. That's super helpful. And acceptance is super helpful. And to accept that it is what it is, right? When you say it is what it is, that's a 250 neutral energy. These energy fields are going to unravel the entangled force fields of scorn, disappointment, and unworthiness. Let the fields unravel all of this stuff without getting involved in the juice of the ego. The juice of the ego wants to keep you there. That's what Dr. Hawkins would call it, the juice of the ego. The narcissistic core of the ego loves this stuff, but it isn't going to get you where you want to go on the map. That's why we have the map now, right? Like, look at the map. Where do you want to go? Hanging out here, looking at your mistakes, scorning yourself, you're going to keep swimming around in it. Okay, so that's it for this month's 1,000 Way of Being to Let Go Of. which is, again, it's the energy of repeating the same mistake over and over again. And it's not necessarily let going of the mistake that you need to do. It's let going of feelings of unworthiness, disparagement of yourself, and becoming the neutral witness of the thing, the energy field. Like, oh, here's this mistake. I'm like, okay, don't take it personally. And just choose, get your list of rules to live by out to help you unravel mistake-making energy. So I do like to point out that, again, that guilt is garbage energy at 30. Shame is 20. I mean, they're horrendous energies that you do not want to project on others. They're attractor. Guilt is an attractor field for punishment. And if you've got a lot of guilt running, you're going to have some pretty, I mean, different levels of punishment can come your way, depending on, and this is not to put you into fear about guilt. Refuse guilt is the way to go. Like, you know, guilt is an absurdity of the ego. Go with that. Refuse guilt at 290. Okay. And it could take time for you to do that because you got to step into power. And I've already, like, I'm so fed up with the absurdity of victimhood and guilt and shame. It's like, oh, you know, I'm like, it's garbage to me and I refuse it. That's where I'm at. Okay, so let's get on to this week's featured calibration of the week from consciousnesscalibrations.com. And it's a statement. It looks like a quote that like a Buddha would say. The quote is, stop pulling out the tree to see how the roots are doing. This energy of this wisdom or this insightful wisdom is 400. And it's the energy of reason and the mind. So it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare type of energy. Like you just want to get there faster. You want to see that something's coming into, you know, manifestation. There's no patience for it. So you keep pulling out the tree to say, hey, am I there yet? Am I getting that? You know, and you disrupt the whole energy field, right? And it's kind of like looking at your mistakes over and over again without changing how you look at them. You keep looking at the mistakes and you keep looking at the scorn and the, and you know, scorning yourself and disparaging yourself and reinforcing unworthiness when you keep pulling up the tree to look at those roots. That's no good. To change that is to allow it to be, allow the mistakes to be. You don't need to pull up the tree. The tree's still alive. That's you, all right? You're working out resetting those roots. You're not going to disturb them. You're going to take the advice that we shared here today, which is high-level advice, by the way. Brian's calibrated his advice at 540, which is an unconditionally loving energy of advice of truth. So, you know, I'm one who likes to hit home runs, but I don't have the skills to hit the home runs or the energetic foundation. This is what I'm saying. Most of us don't have the grounded energetic foundation to stop making mistakes. So instead of ripping up the tree, looking at the roots of, oh, mistakes, and reiterating that you're unworthy, don't do that, right? Refuse it. And the new way is the tortoise way, which is just silently keep moving along, allowing the fields that you've chosen to pull you forward. Not necessarily going to pull you forward like a jackrabbit, but like a turtle, because you've got to set those energetic roots. You're not going to change overnight. And this is a lesson for me, for sure, all of us that are running low-level stuff. Half of the world calibrates below 200. Many of us are not above 350. So we're still making mistakes. We're still operating from lower mind, which is, again, not a disparagement, just understanding. Like, so anyway, that's my the calibration. I love that. Stop pulling out the tree to see how the roots are doing, right? Especially if you're holding in mind negative stuff, right? If you keep looking at something, it's not working for you. That's like pulling out the tree. No, let it be. You know, plant the seed, allow it to be, let the field just keep giving your focus to refusing guilt as an example. Keep giving your focus to I choose acceptance to help me through this and let it go, Like, let that energy be the fuel for it, not the disparaging one that's bringing you in a different direction. Okay, there was another great calibration and about Dr. Hawkins, who created the map of consciousness through decades of, you know, he was a brilliant psychiatrist and like one of the largest psychiatric practices in Manhattan at one time, until he became had a higher calling. Enlightenment is a radical pursuit. That was his calling, where you can't really be in the world, right, when you're in enlightened states of being, which I can attest to is true, as I've encountered them on over 24 occasions for extended periods of time. It's very difficult to be in the world during that. It's you got to stabilize those energies and that foundation for it so you can exist in the world. So in any event, Dr. Hawkins wrote over a dozen highly enlightened books. We're talking, you know, 600 and above. Many of his advanced spiritual teachings are 800, 900 to 1,000. I mean, they're, you won't even get, this is Zen Buddhist stuff, right? This is high level Buddhism stuff that very few people in the world get, because we're not there yet. And there's very few people in the world at 600 or above, like, you know, a dozen, you know, plus or minus six, if that, at a time. So in any event, Dr. David R. Hawkins, who wrote Power versus Force, Truth versus Falsehood, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender, here's the statement that someone posed in the Consciousness Calibrations community. The statement is, Dr. David R. Hawkins was a karmic gift to mankind. That's interesting, a karmic gift. And understanding this gift supports the evolution of your reality testing capability in the crown, which many of you may not understand what that means, but let's leave it at that for now. But this statement that he was a karmic gift to mankind calibrates as true at 550 on the map of consciousness. That's significant. And 540 is unconditional love. This is a gift from God, a karmic gift from God, Dr. Hawkins. And he exited this world at 1,000, which is the same level as Buddha and Jesus Christ. Okay, so that's it for this week's episode of your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast. My name is Liz Garcia. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.